Court documents allege assailants thought they were looking to steal drugs when the small house and detached garage were taken over November 16th. Some occupants were duct taped and one shot in the back of the head when no drugs were found. Yesterday, the Jackson County prosecutor charged 37-year-old Bobby Joe Phillips and 22-year-old Raul Soto with a total of 18 felony counts between them, including three each of first-degree murder. Court records say a 12-year-old boy was shot twice and able to write down descriptions of the killers. Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker called the police investigation that went through the night into Thanksgiving Day as stellar. Earlier, Antonio Cervantes III and Kevin M. Finley were also charged with murder. Documents described Cervantes as the leader of the assault and said he had in the past scored $30,000 in a methamphetamine ripoff from someone he thought would be at the house. Antonio Hernandez, Tomas Dominguez, and Maria Hernandez were killed. A police affidavit said Cervantes was advised of his rights, then allegedly told police the attack was planned by others and he left before the killings. All four charged are being held in jail. Dan Verbeck, KCUR News.